Chapter 2, Warfighting. The Iraq War was the template for what followed in Afghanistan and Syria. Although we were in Afghanistan first and initially won, Iraq became the main effort, the priority. Once that happened, we lost sight of what we needed to do in Afghanistan. Despite the great commanders and soldiers we were sending into that theater, Iraq quickly came to consume everything. Practically all resources, at least the good stuff, were diverted to fight an enemy that had nothing to do with the attacks on 9/11. And our enemy was not a foreign army in the conventional sense of warfighting. This was a guerrilla war. The enemy was an extensive network of combatants out to kill us. We were up against a checkerboard of Iraqis, foreign fighters, primarily from Arab countries, enlisting local tribes and Iranian killers and intelligence operatives, providing the training, funding, and weapons to their friends in Iraq. We were unprepared for this revolutionary battle. Our commanders and soldiers needed to know, in granular detail, who we were up against. They needed a clear understanding of the mashup enemies' interaction. Were we fighting the remnants of Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist state? Was this a national uprising against us or an alien occupying force? Were there national leaders, or were there so many tribal, ethnic, religious, and regional divisions within the country that we needed very different tactics to establish order? In traditional warfare, armies determine the winner and loser of a battlefield conflict. One side wins and the other side surrenders. There is a victor and a vanquished. Not so in guerrilla war, where counterintuitively, the better you do, the more enemies you kill and capture, the worse things can get. Just look at the Soviets in Afghanistan. They killed countless Afghan and foreign jihadis. When it was over, there were more enemy fighters than before. Why? The jihadis say that if we kill one of them, 10 new fighters rush to fill the void. As unconventional as the Iraq War was, we mastered it. Afghanistan was a different story. We knew that the Soviets had killed a lot of Afghans, but by the time of their retreat, they had created a larger insurgency. It obviously wouldn't do to simply kill our enemies, even their top leaders. The French had learned this in Algeria, and we had some prior experience that confirmed the lesson in the Philippines and Vietnam. The basic principle of guerrilla